That was Valley Lodge, and you're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman here on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. And I've got a very special guest on the phone, Dave Hill. Dave, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling in. We tried to set this up, I think, like almost exactly 4 months ago, and then things fell through.
I know. I've been on the run.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'm glad you're finally on, though. I'm really excited.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I have you?
I don't know.
You don't have a list prepared?
You could probably do better.
Well, I do have a local comedian calling in tonight.
Uh-oh.
No, you're the best interview I've had in a long time, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Who else did you have? Maybe I shouldn't ask.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you.
I just assume they've all been captains of industry.
Right, yeah, like... Stephen Wright wasn't that big, so.
You had Stephen Wright?
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
he's
then
awesome.
And then I got published in the local newspaper. I wrote up the interview and got money.
Oh,
for
nice.
That. Yeah, you do some writing, right?
I do. I do all sorts.
Do you do like freelance stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I used to do more journalists like. Magazine and newspaper stuff, but I don't do as much of that now. Once in a while I will, but yeah. I used to do more of that, like for magazines and New York Times and stuff like that, but now mostly I've been sort of absorbed in my own world the last few years.
Now, do you do comedy writing too?
Yeah, I've written a few movies and
none of
which have been released yet.
Right.
But, one was optioned, and the other one I'm confident will be made someday, and then I'm finishing another one now, and things like that.
Well, if you're ever casting for a movie and you need a guy with sideburns and glasses, I am totally friends with people.
You're
who
the guy.
No, I know people who could do it.
Nice. I most of my scripts have a guy like that in them.
Excellent.
In it. How was it talking to Stephen Wright?
Oh, he was great. It was really funny, though, because we were doing it to promote his show, and he did the show probably like 5 days later, and he got me backstage to meet him, and I was like, hey, you know, this is Ethan. I interviewed you the other day, and he's like, oh, yeah? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, what did we talk about? And I was like, you. And he's like, can you tell me more about the interview? He totally did not remember doing the interview with me.
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
Awesome. I'm a huge fan of him.
Oh, yeah.
I met him in Aspen a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. You do, were you performing or were you doing HBO stuff?
Both, actually.
Wow.
I did the Aspen Comedy Festival. He was doing it also, but I was taping stuff for HBO while I was there. So technically both.
Great.
But primarily I was there doing the festival. But yeah, it was awesome meeting him because he is a legend.
Yeah.
And I just met him, you know, just in a bar, just hanging out.
Oh, wow.
So I just, like, turned around, and there he was. He walks among us.
Yeah. Was he wearing the top hat or just civilian clothes?
He was wearing, I feel like he's wearing a winter hat and, like, a jean jacket, if I remember.
I think he wore a jean jacket when I saw him, so maybe he wears jean jackets.
Yeah, yeah, he would not have, he's not a fancy man.
No.
On stage, I don't mean that in an insulting way.
No.
You know, he wasn't wearing, like, a tux.
Right.
Which is what a fancy man would wear.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I wish I had a tux so I could wear it more. Tuxes
it's
are fun.
Doable.
Yeah.
I feel like it's doable.
Yeah.
You could just go out and rent one. People would be like, there's a classy man.
Exactly. Yeah, if people meet me in a bar or something.
Yeah.
Always talk about me. Hey, so I checked out your website, and I saw on the bottom you can do a Japanese version of your website.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of Japanese fans?
Well, it's all relative. I suppose I do have fans in Japan, but this, you know, I mean, that said, I made it as just for fun.
Oh, okay.
Just for to entertain myself. But I have toured over there with one of my rock bands, Valley Lodge.
Oh, cool.
And as far as comedy, I've never done comedy over there, though I'm talking with a guy about it. So I might do comedy, though I'm not sure how that'll go.
Do you know any Japanese?
What's that?
Do you know any Japanese?
I do. I know a little bit. I know Doriga Sugoku Umai Deshine Baby. Means okay. You're a fantastic dancer, baby. Well, I guess baby is all in English.
Okay.
So I just added that. I know some stuff. Kuko o Sawate. Touch Me Here. I'll try now. Those are the big ones right now.
Yeah.
Watashi wa rapu saremashita. I was raped.
Those are all important things to know when you're touring in Japan.
These are things that are just coming to me right now. that I remember, I repeated a lot.
Did you take like a formal class, or did you get like a dirty Japanese book or something?
I had the book of phrases, and I would just read them a lot, and we had, you know, our tour manager and our driver guy or whatever with us, and if they would turn around, then I knew I pronounced it right. Like, if they were just, like, whip their heads around, like, what the fuck? Oh, what is he saying?
Right.
then I would know, you know, that I must have gotten it right if they were shocked. So, yeah, I practiced quite a bit.
Now, one thing I'm wondering, I was looking online, when did you first start learning to hypnotize?
To hypnotize? You know, I've been practicing sort of that for some time now.
Right.
Just stare at people across the subway car and things like that.
Right.
And just, you know, just sort of put the vibe out there. It's most about putting the vibe out.
Right.
In my experience.
Now, how do you manage performing music, comedy, hypnotism, and then also being an acclaimed photographer?
Oh, well, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, it's a balancing act. You're. I feel like you're referring to the Dave Hill effect, the popular photography
right.
effect that I've come up with.
Yep, yep.
I'm proud of it. took a lot of work.
You should name an album the Dave Hill Effect, so then when people are searching for...
I know. The Dave Hill Effect is... It's mostly chafing, as far as the Dave Hill Effect that I am responsible for. It's a lot of chafing. Some, you know, nothing some penicillin won't clear up.
Right.
I feel like. Also, like, you know, how do I find time to be enslaved? Did you know about that?
No, I didn't.
Do you know Slade?
No, I don't.
Oh, you gotta get to work.
I'm sorry.
Slade is a great band from England. Their guitar player's name is Dave Hill.
Oh.
It's the only Dave Hill that I am comfortable with him using the name Dave Hill. I defer to him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great. I'll make you a hot mix.
Okay. Did you find out of the band because his name was Dave Hill, or were you a fan of the band and like, oh, his name's Dave Hill?
I was a fan already. Well, I mean, they wrote Come On, Feel the Noise, the popular Quiet Riot song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song?
No.
You don't know Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot?
I probably would recognize it, but...
How old are you?
20.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so maybe you wouldn't.
Okay.
Though I feel you should. Well, now I really have to make you a hot mix.
Yes, you should.
Anyway.
Make it on cassette, though, to make it more authentic.
I will, yeah,
authentic.
To make it really work for it. Quiet Riot, this is ancient history now. they had a big, their first hit was Come On, Feel the Noise, which is by Slade, which is an English band, who were like, in my opinion, the British Cheap Trick. But I had trouble even finishing that sentence, because I probably sound like I'm, I don't even know. None of this makes any sense, probably.
Well, it makes more sense than confusing you with a hypnotist and a photographer. Just so the audience knows, that's what we're doing. There's a different Dave Hill.
Yeah. Just to bring people up to speed. Those are the other Dave Hills out there that are giving me a run for my money.
You know, I searched you on YouTube. I searched Dave Hill stand-up, and there's a guy named David Hill, and he's got 3 stand-up videos on there performing.
Really? Do they have any hits?
Like 70 hits, maybe. He's performing at the Icebox.
What is that?
Some comedy club.
I don't know. I mean, there's a few, you know, I've always thought of myself as the only Dave Hill.
Right.
But as I've learned since I went into show business, there is the master hypnotist and illusionist. And I'll give him that. Like, I think you should go nuts with that. There is a photographer. And there's the guy, the guitar player from Slade, but then there's a few others,
yeah,
out there.
You know what would be really cool?
What's that?
If you put up, like, got all these people together and just had the Dave Hill tour, and just, you know, you can have like part music, part comedy, part hypnotism. You know, before the show, people can look at pictures. You know, while they're waiting to be seated, like that'd be a thing to do. I'd go to that.
That would be a night of Dave Hills.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the Dave Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to, right? I've got to believe in myself.
Yeah. Are these other Dave Hills on HBO, you know?
No, I'm the only one on HBO.
Exactly. You're the Dave Hill. You're, you know,
I'm
I have
the
a
f- Dave Hill.
I have a friend. His name's Jason Smith. He lives around Albany, where I'm from, and there is a convicted serial rapist in the area named Jason Smith. So he goes by Comedian Jason Smith, kind of like Comedian Bob Marley. Would you consider being Comedian Dave Hill?
No. Now I have a lot of questions, actually.
Okay.
No, because, you know, I feel like I have a multifaceted operation. I might get into photography and hypnotism and illusionism,
so you
whatever.
Don't, you don't want to limit yourself, is what you're saying.
No.
What about, what if you copyrighted the name Dave Hill? Do you think you could beat them to it and then sue them? So they could be, you
possibly.
Know, magician I've Dave Hill?
There, you know, I've run into this. The only thing to, no, this is, There's a Dave Hill in L.A. who's like an improv, improviser person and stuff. So he's involved in comedy,
okay,
and stuff. And I have not run into much trouble with it, like any confusion. But I did actually meet him. He's a very nice guy. But we had a contest on the Sound of, no, it wasn't the Sound of Young America. It was Jordan Jesse Go podcast.
Okay.
Of the Dave Hill off, and I won it.
Now, what exactly did you do? Was it like, a number of laughs or something?
It was a trivia contest.
So
I do feel pretty strongly that I'm the greatest Dave Hill of all time.
Well, maybe
I think history will reflect this.
If I got in touch with the photographer and the hypnotist and the other musician, would you do another trivia contest?
Yes.
Okay.
Though, you know, to be fair, you know, I respect all those Dave Hills you mentioned, especially the one from Slade.
Right.
I do like the photographer. I would like him to just take some photos of me.
That would be really cool, because then you could put them on your website and photo credit Dave Hill. People will think you took them.
I know,
yourself.
People will be like, God, is there no end to this guy's abilities?
Yeah, it's like you took the picture yourself, and then you invented the way to manipulate it in Photoshop.
Yeah.
And then, you
but you know, all these kids, because we live in you know, this world, the internet, this world where everyone Googles themselves, that we all know about each other, I'm sure.
Right. Do you think they're mad that you are Dave Hill? Like, oh, I was the Dave Hill. Do you think they think they're the Dave Hill? Incorrectly?
I don't think it, you know.
Do they accept you as the main Dave Hill?
You know, I don't know. They should, I feel like. I mean, yeah. I feel like the only Dave Hill that can really, you know, be like, whoa, 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 hold up a second, is the Dave Hill from Slade. But as I've said, you know, I have huge respect for him.
Right.
I'm a huge Slade fan, so, you know, God bless him. But I feel like he had a nice run with it. He's probably in his 60s. He is in his 60s, I believe, at this point. So,
okay.
Pass the torch.
Right, yeah. So you're the new Dave Hill, but we can drop the new, because he's just the old Dave Hill, so you're just the Dave Hill.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Right.
Wait, so your friend comedian Jason Smith,
yeah.
He adds comedian so no one thinks he's a serial rapist?
Yeah. Or maybe it's to cover it up. I really haven't read the news reports.
And then there, I've heard of this comedian Bob Marley, though.
Yeah, he's a big comedian. He's from Maine.
But he's like a known comedian, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, very well known.
Yeah.
He's got like 20 CDs out.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Ridiculous. Yeah, he puts one out at least once a year, I think.
Wow.
And some of them have like the same material on it, because I've downloaded a few and played them on my show, and I've played like a different track from a different album, and it's the same joke.
Oh, wow.
Just named differently.
Is he funny? I have not heard him.
Yeah, you should check him out. I'll make you a mixtape and we'll swap.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
But I wonder, he must have struggled with that.
Yeah.
Why not? But I guess what other than using like Robert Marley, you would do, I mean, you pretty much have to use like some other. Really, it's the last name that's going to get you.
Yeah. You know, I interviewed him, I think, last year. And I asked him if anyone's ever walked out of his show because they're disappointed that he wasn't a reggae act, and he said that he hasn't noticed that yet. So I think adding the comedian really does help separate everything.
Yeah, comedian Bob Marley. Yeah, there you go. I don't like the word comedian, though, because
no.
I feel like it suggests, like, hey, I'm funny.
You don't want people to think you're funny?
Well, ultimately I do, but you know, but for me to say that, you know, it's up to the audience, really, you know. It'd be like if I were going on a date and I was like, hey, I'm Dave Hill, guy that's awesome at intercourse. If there's a word for that.
You could probably make business cards like that.
What's that?
You could probably make business cards like that.
That's not the worst idea I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. How am I doing? Am I doing okay on this interview?
Yeah, you know, I had all these questions written, but it's just a lot more fun just to screw around and talk about this stuff.
I hope I'm doing okay. I view most of my human interactions as a failure.
You know, that kind of brings me to this question I had. You know, you do a lot of interviews, like on HBO, and you've got a podcast and stuff. Now, how do you prepare for interviews? I know, like, I do a lot of internet research, and I try and write questions that I actually want to know the answer to. Like, what do you do?
I think that's exactly it.
Yeah?
I think you nailed it. You hit it out of the park. That's pretty much what I do. I look at people's Wikipedia pages.
Right.
See what I can get from that. But then, yeah, I just, I think of the stuff that I want to know, and not like, Not necessarily the most, like, obvious, you know, things based on their career.
Right.
But I find it's interesting for me anyway. You know, now I'm being really serious. I'm being really serious, Ethan.
Okay.
But I find, you know, like, growing up when I would read interviews with people, I would be sort of fascinated when they would throw in details about, you know, what they did on their day off or what they had for lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the sort of stuff that I always found entertaining when I was a kid. So now, when I do that sort of stuff, it's more fun for me to talk about that stuff. So
what did you eat for lunch today?
You know, today was really complicated. It wasn't really complicated, but I had a muffin, which is real curveball.
Yeah.
I was just going by this muffin. Well, it's a coffee shop, and I was like, they have really good blueberry scones. So I was like, I'm totally going to get one of those blueberry scones. And I went in, they were out of them. And so they had blueberry muffins. But I feel like the scone and the muffin are basically the same thing, but just different shapes. So I was like, I'll just get that. So that's what I had.
What flavor was it?
It was blueberry.
Oh, okay.
But I don't normally, that wouldn't be, that's not a standard Dave lunch. But it just worked out that way. Today was really an on-the-go kind of day for me.
Well, I guess I really caught you at an interesting day then, because it's not the typical response that people would get.
Yeah, I was just kind of like on the go. I had a real on-the-go day today. I was almost saying yesterday, but it was today.
Right.
Still in it.
Yeah. Now, I'll ask you some of the questions I was wondering about. I was going to go to Sketchfest this year. I've always wanted to go, and this year it was going to work out. And then I don't really have the money to get out there and get in all the shows. But how many times have you done Sketchfest before?
I did it last year.
Yeah. Yes. And how does that compare to other shows that you do? Is the audience like more comedy oriented?
I mean, I just did just 1 year. I don't think so. I mean, it seems like people just coming out to check stuff out. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it's not necessarily like where you're in New York or LA, and it's you know, you do the show, and it's like people that see comedy all the time. So, no, it seemed to be a bit of a variety of people, which is nice, but it also is like a challenge because it's like, you know, it's not quite as comfortable as, say, you know, going to Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York and LA, where it's like, you know, people that come to shows all the time, and you know, so sometimes you have to. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm sure there's plenty of people that came to see me that were just like, I hate this guy. And that'll happen this year, but you know, whatever. No one made me go into show business, but I love Sketchfest. I had a great time, and I'm looking forward to going back. Yeah, and I love San Francisco.
Are you
and
just
I'm performing? What?
I was just going to ask, are you just doing your show, or are you going to be on any other shows too?
Well, I'm doing a double bill type thing with Will Franken, a great comedian, on January 15th at the Purple Onion.
Oh, cool.
And so I guess we'll just both do hijinks for a while, 45 minutes each or something like that. I don't know. And then the next night is the Dave Hill Explosion, January 16th, with Moby, Martha Plimpton, and Tao Wen from the Get Down, Stay Down musical guest. And that's at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Sounds great.
That'll be really fun. Now, I know all that. They're all great.
Now, you're in a band with Moby. How did you guys first meet?
Oh, actually, you know, it's interesting. I met Moby a few years ago in New York. My friend Phil, that I do a lot of stuff with, he's a singer for Diamond Snake, actually. But he's usually my sidekick on the Dave Hill Explosion, my live show, and he's my sidekick on The King of Miami, my canceled television show. But Phil had a band, Satanicide, that sort of like a heavy metal parody kind of band.
Okay.
And they were playing in New York, and sometimes I dance with them.
Okay.
In drag. And Moby is friends with Phil and a couple of the other guys in the band, and so he came and played guitar, like did a guitar duel with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he saw me dancing in drag, and he was very moved by it. And that's how we met. As he came up to me afterwards, he's like, "That your dancing is incredible." And he's right, it is incredible. And he was like, What else do you do? Like, I just wanna, you know, be in your orbit. So, that's how we met. And then he's been on my Dave Hill Explosion show in New York. Now he's gonna do it in San Francisco, and then Diamond Snake, Phil and Moby were forming the band, and they were asking me if I could recommend a bass player. And I recommended a few people, and then they were like, "Well, do you just want to do it?" And then I said, "Sure, I'll do it." So yeah, but now I'm mostly playing guitar in the band, but it's really fun.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, we rock out, and Moby's a rocker. A lot of people are like, because they think of him as electronica and DJ and stuff, but
right.
he brings tons of rock heat. Tons. He's unstoppable. There's a lot of rock heat he's bringing. So did I answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
I'd say that's probably the only time a straight man wearing drag got a job with a high-profile person because of wearing drag. Would you say that's...
Yeah, well, you know, I bring a lot of heat myself. So.
Now, I'm wondering...
Yeah. I'm just letting my light shine. I mean, that's really the message here.
Right. I'm wondering if... Now, did you start doing music performance first or comedy performance?
Music. I mean, I've always played music. Since I was like 8 or whatever. And playing in bands and stuff. And comedy, I never planned to go into comedy. As a writer and a musician. And I was in New York, and you know, there's all sorts of stuff going on. So my friend Tony Carnevale here was, he asked me to do a show that he was hosting, and I did that, and it went well, and I had fun, and then I just kind of kept doing it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not the sort of thing where I was like, you know, thought all my life. You know, I wish in a way that I started, you know, when I was a teenager or whatever.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out that way.
Now, you mentioned King of Miami, your canceled TV show, but they're airing it in England now, right?
They are, yeah. It's on a network over there. And
do they know what Miami is?
Yeah. I think they're hip to it.
Okay.
As far as I know, I don't know.
Might be something to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as they keep showing it.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Yeah.
And it's on Hulu here.
Oh, really?
On the internet. Yeah, you can watch the whole season.
How many episodes are there?
6 magical episodes.
Wow. I'll definitely check those out. Are they worth checking out?
Yes. I would say, you know, I feel like the first episode is a little slow. I mean, you know, the show's canceled. I can just say whatever I want now. But, yeah, I would say, you know, I'd say watch the first episode and know it's going to get better.
Okay.
And by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, guns blazing.
Great.
So, yeah, people like it. My favorite compliment about that show that I've ever gotten, someone wrote to me and said, you know, I saw that show and I thought, this is such a piece of crap. And then I kept watching it, and then I realized it's the greatest show of all time.
Wow. What channel did it air on?
It aired on the Mojo Network, an obscure network that is now off the air.
So that's why it got canceled. The network went down, not because of the show.
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, this rings from my head. They did let me know before the network went off the air. They said, you know, we are going off the air, just so you know. But had we not gone off the air, your show would have been canceled anyway. We just want to be clear on this.
Oh, man, that's
so.
Well, I'm very glad they clarified that. I'm sure that was
They were
very
clear
helpful.
On that. They said, just so you know. Just so you don't think the show was going to keep going. It wasn't.
Just to smash your hopes and dreams.
Now,
did you have anything to do with writing the show, or were you just cast in it as?
Yeah, I mean, the show was written primarily by. I mean, the show is mostly improvised, but my friend Brian Steinberg, is a very funny man. He's actually a comedy manager now.
Oh, cool.
And Phil, my friend sidekick, had a lot of input. But, I mean, the show was mostly me interacting with real people, so.
So it was like you just walk around with a camera kind of thing?
You've got mail.
I'm sorry for that.
Last comedian to do that during an interview was Lewis Black, so.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't mean to even do that.
That's all right.
So, wait, this underscores my point. I don't know if it underscores the word I wanted. So, Lewis Black uses AOL?
Yeah. Apparently.
This is a fascinating thing, because people make fun of me. I do have a Gmail address also, which, as you know, because I think that's how we've corresponded.
Yes.
But I know a lot of comedians, like, of that sort of you know, high profile. I'm not including myself in this list, but people like Lewis Black and some others, a lot of AOL users.
Yeah, you know, I have noticed that, setting up interviews and stuff. And it always surprises me. I didn't think anyone had AOL.
I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of, like, several very famous comedians who use AOL.
I think Horatio Sanz uses AOL, too. I'm just trying to think. I don't know.
A lot of them.
Maybe we should put a list together and make a Tumblr about it.
I know. It's something to think about. I mean, AOL, this is information AOL should have.
Yeah. They could use it to promote themselves. I don't know. I just think now that Gmail's out there, I don't see why anyone would use any other email.
Well.
I can't, because I have an AOL account, I have a Yahoo. I just don't see any benefits from any of those that you can't get with Gmail. If you know of any, I'd love to hear about it.
I think you're right. I think it's just telling everybody. That's where I struggle.
Well, can't you forward it to your Gmail or something?
I guess so. I don't know how to do that. I'm sure someone could figure it out. But yeah, that's my thing is just figuring it out, like how to everybody know.
Maybe you could put in the signature, like, I've never done this, but you can do like a signature at the bottom of your emails that sends with every email. You could just be like, by the way, I'm going to switch to this email. And then you could do that.
Yeah, but then I know I'd get those, and I'm like, don't make this my problem.
You don't want to complicate things for other people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I guess with that mindset, then, you know, having both emails is fine.
Well, eventually having an AOL address is going to be, it's going to be like having like a vintage pair of Air Jordans or something. It's going to be kind of cool.
It's like listening to vinyl.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
All right.
Believe me, I can wait all night. Or all year. Or whatever. However long I have to wait, I can wait.
Well, you just wait that long, and then when people call you a hipster, you'd be like, no, I started this trend.
Yeah.
You can be part of the cool crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
A leader, not a follower.
So, tell me about it.
Have you ever performed in Albany, New York?
I have not. I don't think I would like to.
Anywhere around here? Didn't you do a show at Mass Mocha recently?
I did, yeah.
How was that?
I
wanted to go to
that.
I couldn't make it that night.
I feel like it went well, as far as I know. It was packed, which was nice. And I had a really nice time.
Good.
And I hope they have me back.
Yeah. Now, when you do stand-up, do you incorporate any music, or is it just, are they separate?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I want to start doing more of it. But I haven't, like, it's weird because I've always played in bands and, like, you know, music has always been just rocking out and comedy has been a separate thing. Because it's not like the rock bands I play in aren't, like, comedic, really. Though I guess Diamond Snake is a bit tongue-in-cheek and stuff, but so I think slowly, though, I'm kind of merging the two. Just for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people's.
Yeah. Can only hope. So now, do you have any big New York shows coming up that we can promote?
New York City?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, as a matter of... Well, next Thursday, I'm doing 92nd Street Y, below Canal.
Okay.
Their comedy show, I'm going to do that.
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 13th, I think. And then I go to Sketchfest a couple days after that. And I think that's about it.
Any Dave Hill explosions coming up?
February at some point in New York. Where is your jurisdiction? Like, where does this air? How many people are listening right now that are like, Dave Hill sucks?
I don't know how many people listening think that you suck.
Well, not numbers, but like where?
It's Albany, New York, part of Troy, New York, part of Schenectady, and then I also do an online feed through this.
So that's the whole world.
Yeah, so it's this internet radio, but it plays nothing but comedy, and then it broadcasts my show live. So that always gets a couple hundred people. I think it's like one of the top three most popular internet radio comedy stations. So,
oh, wow.
It's kind of, you know, a niche thing, but there's people who listen to it.
I hope I've done okay.
I think you did great.
Really? Are you just saying that?
I enjoyed it. If, you know, we wouldn't have talked for, you know, 40 minutes if...
40 minutes? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Usually if I'm not really feeling the interview...
You would have cut me off.
Yeah, we would have ended sooner.
You know, once I got hung up on... doing an interview with a Cleveland radio station, Cleveland, where I'm from, my hometown. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to do an interview at 7 a.m. to promote my hit TV show, King of Miami.
Okay.
And I set my alarm for 6:55 to call in to this sort of like morning zoo kind of radio show. And they got rid of me pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
Well, because they asked me questions, and what I didn't realize is that on the morning, when you do, like, morning radio, you have to you have to talk nonstop, even if you have absolutely nothing to say.
Yeah.
That's the lesson I learned.
And it's a lot of, you have to do material. It's like, oh, hey, Dave Hill, you know, I heard that you like doing this, and then you tell a bit or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I was just like, I'm a guy that's sitting on the edge of his bed in his underwear, and you just asked me a question. I'm going to have to consider the answer to this. And then they got rid of me really fast, and then my sister called. She's like, they were saying that you sounded really stoned and saying all these mean things.
That's not good.
It really hurt my feelings. But you know what? No one made me go into show business.
Right.
Well, I brought this upon myself.
Well, Dave, I appreciate you calling in.
Are you trying to hang up? Are you trying to wrap up on me?
I do have another interview.
Who?
Local comedian Tony Jackson.
Oh, Tony Jackson's going to be on the show?
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Yeah. And then I've got...
Now, does he... Wait, what?
I was just going to tell you who else I have, but go on.
Does he say comedian Tony Jackson to, like, clarify between the rapist Tony Jackson?
Is there a rapist Tony Jackson?
There's got to be.
Oh.
Here, I'm going to Google it. Just okay. Keep me on. Don't hang up on me yet.
All right, I'll give you another minute.
Wouldn't it be weird? I'm like, oh, I'm sure there's, like, another Tony Jackson. And then I discovered that that Tony Jackson
oh, man.
Is, in fact, the rapist.
That would be radio gold. The other guest I have on at 11 is Elliot Chang. He's promoting, he's in the stand-up showdown. Yeah, you know him?
Yes.
Cool.
I know, yes.
Okay.
Well, it's a long story.
Okay.
Okay, rapist. Tony Jackson, Raiders. Rape.
You've got 20 seconds, by the way.
Wait, before what?
Before I cut you off. I got to get Tony on.
Tony can wait. He might be a rapist.
Yeah, he might be busy raping someone, true. We should
rapist Anthony Jackson has been jailed for 6 years. All right, I'll leave you with that. Right.
Is
there.
He from Texas? Does it say where?
Because
this Tony Jackson's from Texas.
I'm looking it up here.
Okay.
He is Willerby. Raped a teenager. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to be on with the rapist.
Should I start
off
with it?
It checks out. Yep, that is the rapist.
Really?
Yes.
Is it from Texas? Is he from Texas?
It's the comedian Tony Jackson, the rapist.
Huh. Well, maybe he just got a name change.
Comedian Tony Jackson is a rapist. All right, we'll have fun with that.
I will. Thank you for the interview, and let me know when the next Dave Hill explosion is. I'd love to come down.
Yeah, please do. I'll give you tickets.
That'd be great.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And where can we check out your podcast and your website and stuff?
DaveHillOnline.com, and my podcast is Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident. On iTunes.
Great.
And you can get it through my website. Someone wrote me. What does this mean?
Was it me?
I don't know.
Well, let us know next time we do the interview. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll follow up on this one.
All right, Dave, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks. Right. I hope I did okay.
You
Good
did.
Luck talking to the rapist.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It was Dave Hill, not a rapist, as far as I know. And you can check him out, DaveHillOnline.com. And the podcast, you said, you didn't look him up on iTunes. A really funny guy. Glad he called in.